For example, on stream in Hagaman Valley, there was some strong protests registered by people who were opposed to a new fish hatchery there because of the environment of that stream. And it went so far as to opposing the hatchery because it wasn't the proper use of the land, not just the water, the land. I thought, and my predecessor thought, that that was carrying a public interest too far from my from the director's perspective, and that went to court, and the court said, no, it isn't. You have to consider everything. You have to look at the use of the land and how does that conform with other uses there. So the court has said that's very broad, and that's the way we've been using it.
Just one last question, and I promise it's too last. If you've left in place the local public infrastructure for the use of global public interest, and you've given to the director and the board these state public infrastructure, it seems to me you have excluded one of those interests to be considered at the state level in determining the water right, and I'm still curious as to how, if it was deemed valuable at the local level, how it's not deemed equally as valuable at the state level.
I really don't read it that way. You know, if you look at the Snake River as a whole, you know, the local public interest has been defined very broadly. I just don't...
I know you don't.
Sure.
Mr. Director, the local public interest is not the public interest of the 100 feet long stream. If that stream goes someplace, that's the local public interest. Really, if it's a question of impact on Snake River, the local public interest is the effects on Snake River. It's not something that's very, very narrow and defined.
Senator?
Bill Ringer, Boise. Senator, I think you have to understand the statutory definition of local public interest.
I'm trying.
It says the people in the area that would be affected by the use.
Yeah.
You know, and if that's the whole state, then the whole state's a local public interest. That's the way I read it.
Yeah, that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 10 o'clock. We've been at it 2.5 hours. We cut it off at 10 o'clock at every other time. These people will be up here. From now on, you can walk out front and talk to them. We will be back January or February for public input from you. Until then, we appreciate your time and your energy and your effort of coming.
Yes, can I ask one question to the board?
The board, okay.
Does the board intend to take a position on this going into the legislature or on specific parts of it, or are you going to wait until the hearing?
Oh, yeah, we'll wait until you. We will wait until our hearing. Take us back out and have public hearings and have input from the public. We've had nothing. We're no different than you are sitting at the table right now.
Thank you.
I guess if you retie it all together, zero, these numbers, this is a...